When members of the Afghan security forces turn their guns on American soldiers, the killings are called green on blue, killing an ally. A number of those killings came last month after copies of the Quran were burned at the prison we just heard about. Top military officials in Afghanistan have been looking for ways to prevent such attacks. Reporter Terry Schultz talked with the commanding general there about what he plans to do, and she talked with troops who are watching their backs.
Assalamu alaikum. Hobesti, how are you? Hobestem, I'm good.
Captain Joe Fritzy is like a cop on the beat. The American Army officer heads up training patrols with Afghan police. They work the neighborhoods of South Kabul, Afghanistan's capital. Out on patrol, Captain Fritzy does what he can to put residents at ease, even speaking to them in his basic Dari, or at least trying.
You know, I introduce myself, ask about their families and how the area's been doing lately. I was asking for tea. Oh, chai. No, I say thank you, Tashakur.
But the captain himself is not quite at ease on these walks. Fritzy says right now, the very people he's training could pose the greatest danger to his soldiers.
You always have to keep the thought in the back of your mind that, you know, something bad could happen, not coming from the populace, but coming from the ANP. But you always have to protect yourself.
The problem goes back well before the high-profile incidents of the last few weeks. More than 70 members of the NATO coalition have been killed by men in Afghan police or army uniforms in the last 5 years. NATO had downplayed the scale of the problem until an incident in January. That's when 4 French troops were killed by a rogue gunman. France insisted something be done. So NATO asked the top commander in Afghanistan, General John Allen, to come up with ways to prevent attacks by Taliban infiltrators or radicalized insiders.
I stood on the ramp and sent those young soldiers home from the various countries that have suffered from this insider threat.
That's General Allen. I spoke with him at his headquarters in Kabul, where he previewed the report he's now submitted to NATO headquarters. Many of the recommendations involve procedures already on the books. They just need to be followed better. The first step on the Afghan side, do a better job screening who gets into the army or police. There's already an 8-step vetting process. It requires character references from tribal elders, community guarantees, biometric screening. Procedures were not being followed. Here's General Allen.
The measures that are going into place on the Afghan side were not fully embraced. They were not fully implemented, and I think they are now.
So that's restricting who gets in. The next challenge, once an Afghan is in, watching for signs of radicalization. When Afghan soldiers or police go on leave, some come back radicalized by religious extremists or even personal crises. Until now, they've faced no questions when they return. General Allen wants that to change. There's a more covert way they're addressing the radicalization problem. 300 Afghan counterintelligence operatives are being deployed inside the Afghan army, with the backing of the head of Afghanistan's armed forces, Defense Minister Abdul Rahim Wardak.
We have upgraded our counterintelligence capability. We will have a better surveillance and observation for any abnormal activities.
American and NATO troops will also have to watch out for abnormal activity. General Allen says he's reminding troops to keep their guard up around their Afghan counterparts. This poses something of a dilemma. General Allen needs to train the Afghan military. That means building trust among close teams of Afghans and American and NATO troops. To prevent these killings, though, the imperative now is don't trust too much.
I would trust these guys with my life.
I would trust these guys with my life. That's Captain Fritzy again, the American training commander at Camp Julian in Kabul. He's talking about his Afghan translators and their ability to interpret not just words, but body language, culture. Fritzy thinks of these guys as his personal counterintelligence system. And one of them, Gulaga Shirazi, says he sees his responsibility the same way.
Whenever we see any kind of suspicious thing, we have to report to the captain immediately because our safety and their safety.
The captain is a lot more wary of the Afghan troops he's training. With them, he says,
you work to build that trust, and no matter what you do to build that trust, if one of the soldiers wants to pull a gun on us, they're going to pull a gun on us. And it's just our responsibility to be ready for that.
One way the captain makes sure they're ready. Every time he goes out on a training patrol with the Afghan National Police, he takes twice as many coalition soldiers as Afghans. And he watches everyone's every step. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.